From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Monday edition of the Living Truth program. This week, we are going to be focusing on 1 Timothy chapter 4, the entire chapter, under the subject of a look at the latter times. We are living in the latter times, and when you study 1 Timothy chapter 4, you can see how clearly the events that are taking place around us today are being fulfilled as the Apostle Paul laid them forth here in 1 Timothy chapter 4. There are a number of things in this passage of Scripture that really encourage us to say, well, praise the Lord, we are getting closer to the end of the time on earth. But also, secondly, we have a lot of work to do. Because even though we are getting closer to the return of Christ, and even though we know that things are going to be becoming more and more difficult and there will be a departure from the faith as we draw closer to the return of Christ, it is absolutely important that we be about our Father's business and that we be doing what the Lord would have us to do. And a part of that is understanding what is going on around us. And so I believe that this study from 1 Timothy chapter 4 is going to be revealing, it's going to be encouraging, but it's also going to be challenging because we have a great responsibility to respond to what is going on around us in a biblical way. So what I would like to do today is encourage you to find your Bible if you can, and let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now, if you're driving down the highway or doing other work and you cannot get to the Bible, perhaps you can listen very carefully. But what I want to do is read all 16 verses of 1 Timothy chapter 4 in order to lay the foundation for our study this week. And then we will begin to work down through it, verse by verse, so as to see really what is taking place in these times around us, in the days in which we live. And keep in mind that the theme of our study is simply a look at the latter times. So let's read from 1 Timothy chapter 4. Follow along if you can in your Bible. If not, just listen carefully as I read. There we see the Word of God says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Now that's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. And that's the passage of Scripture that we are going to be looking at this week under the topic, A Look at the Latter Times. And beloved, I believe that what we see here in 1 Timothy chapter 4 is one chapter that every Christian in our age should comprehend. Therefore, I would encourage you to read it, to study it, to memorize it, to meditate upon it, because it's very applicable to us today. Now, in reality, what we see in the original context of this chapter is that the Apostle Paul was speaking to Pastor Timothy. Now, Timothy was the pastor at the church there at Ephesus, and he was basically giving Timothy some insight and understanding as to how to properly and effectively pastor the people there at Ephesus. But even though it is a message from Paul to a pastor, and certainly is very applicable to every one of us who would be a pastor today, this is also applicable to every Christian. And that's why I say that this is one chapter that every Christian should truly comprehend, as it describes for us what is going on in the world around us. And a lot of it is going on in the realms of religion. More specifically, a lot of it is going on in the realms of Christianity. And so it's very important for us to focus on this chapter. Now, look at verse 1 with me, if you would please, and observe how it begins. It says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Before we begin to look at the condition of the latter times that really begins to be taught to us here in this first verse, notice three phrases, if you would. First of all, the phrase, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. That is a very, very significant statement. And what it basically is teaching us is the fact that what is being spoken here is given by inspiration of the Spirit of God. And it is stated in specific terms. In other words, we are being taught from this particular verse that what we are reading in this chapter are stated specific terms that you and I as Christians must understand if we are going to live effectively and for the glory of God in this dispensation. Which leads us to the next phrase that I want to highlight. And that is the phrase that says that in the latter times, that in the latter times. Now, the latter times basically speaks of the entire church age from Pentecost when the church was born unto the rapture. This is the last dispensation, as it were, before the great tribulation period and referred to here as the latter times. So it's speaking of the entire church age. And what Paul was emphasizing here under the inspiration of the Spirit of God is that throughout the entire church age, there would be those who would disrupt truth and go away from truth and live their own ways rather than live the ways of the biblical teaching. And so often we see that within, yes, indeed, within the church today. The third phrase I want to highlight out of this first verse is where it says, Some shall depart from the faith. Some shall depart from the faith. Now, really, that is speaking of apostasy. And what it teaches us is that throughout these latter times, some will depart from the faith. But it only says some. You notice it doesn't say all. which means that God always has a true remnant. God always has those who are true and faithful to Him to stand up for truth and to live according to the biblical worldview. And I trust that I'm speaking to the remnant today, to those who have not departed from the faith, but to those who are taking heed to the Word of God and living according to the Word of God, that the glory of God might be seen in their lives, whether it's in their individual personal lives or even in their church lives. And so what we see here is that the Spirit of God is speaking in specified terms to teach us clearly that in these latter times, there will be those who would depart from the faith. And it's important that, number one, we decide that we are going to be a remnant that is going to be faithful to God as born-again believers. And secondly, it's important that we recognize those who have departed from the faith or who are departing from the faith so as to correct the way that they are going, admonish them if needs be, but also to establish a warning to others not to follow their ways. And so I believe that, number one, this is a very important chapter of Scripture in the Word of God, 1 Timothy chapter 4. And number two, I trust that you will be there by the radio as much as you can throughout the course of this week as we look at this topic, a look at the latter times, something that each and every one of us need to be focused on in the day and age in which we live. But as for today, our time's up, and I want to thank you for being there by the radio. And until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.